Yeah, I think 7 games in April, isn't it? It's okay. It'll be gone pretty quickly. We have to make sure we prepare, we rest, we travel well, and make sure we give it our very, very best shot. But it's demanding, it's testing, and yet we're going into it in decent form, and we shouldn't fear it. We should be looking forward to it.
At this stage of the season, when you do have so many games in a month period, I'm guessing fitness levels are as good as they're going to be. Is it kind of more technical work that you can do down here, building up to games?
Yeah, a little bit. I think, you know, today we just had a football day, really. We didn't do anything overly tactical. I think as we've studied the next opposition, we can do that planning and preparation tomorrow. Just ticking them along, keeping them fit if we can, and then come match day they have to be ready. So it's a balance of rest and sometimes showing them videos, and sometimes, as you say, somewhat tactical on the grass. Other days it's just playing football, making them sharp and bright, and just let's get through these next 30 odd days.
It sounds a little dramatic to say that it's kind of a season defining month, but I guess it basically is, isn't it?
Well, defining in the fact that we're either going to get automatic promotion or we're going to go in the playoffs. But I think the challenge for us is to win the next game. If we can do what we've done over the last 6 or 7 games, we take some stopping, I think. So that's all we think about, really, is to try and win the next game and make sure we go into it fully prepared, mentally, physically. And then off the aftermath of that game, we'll see where everyone's fitness is and see where we are and look at the next opposition and assess whether we feel we need power or we need speed or we need technical players around the edge of the box, and we just pick the team accordingly, really. And but try not to look too far ahead at this moment, just look at the next game. We're studying Southend, we've got to play that game, and then on Sunday morning we'll be in training and preparing for Gillingham.
How much has your team improved and developed since that opening game of the season down at Roots Hall?
Well, I think it's a team that now knows the components of the team. I think it was a start of the season. It's a new team. We lost 12 players in the summer. It was a new team that had come through pre-season, generally playing second division sides and non-league teams. It was a finding out where we were, really, and how the team had to gel over a period of time. And I think it maybe took it maybe a month or so to gel. And after that period, we've been going pretty well. So I don't know how much better we are now. I think there's a camaraderie amongst the group, a spirit amongst the group that is difficult to get. It takes time to build up a camaraderie, a caring for each other, an understanding of how each other plays. And once we got past that point, I think the team have shown that we're pretty strong in this league.
Yeah, we sometimes guilty, I say we, but I guess everybody in and around football, certainly football fans, of maybe just losing sight of the fact that it does take a little time for guys to get to know each other, let alone then produce results on a match day.
It's not as simple as just sign some players, throw them all together, let them go and win from day one. It doesn't generally happen. I think everybody's individual, everybody's different. We have introverts, we have extroverts, we have chemistry has to be found, the people who know which buttons you can push with other people, and in the end it's a happier camp. Everybody's tight with each other, everybody's working hard for each other, and ultimately we are where we are at the moment as a football club, and this team is, as I've said over recent months, you know, managing itself really and driving itself, and you know, it's great for me to just to point it in the right direction and let them keep going.